Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stoney is in for Scott the Gator Anderson. Mike, it's been fun to have you all week.
Hey, we'll be doing it again during the holidays, I believe.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. All right, so John Morton, he was calling plays for the Lions, the new offensive coordinator, right up until last week. And he had to answer to the media today, which was yesterday. And I got to tell you, I think he did a phenomenal job to keep it professional. This can't be easy. And I, you know, how it's operating from here on out, given the fact that Dan Campbell and Jared Goff kind of rushed to his defense, tells me that he is still a valued member of this staff.
Absolutely. You know, what's he going to say? I mean.
Right. Well, here's what he had to say about how it went down.
That's what everybody gets into it for, right?
Yep.
I think.
Yep. You know, look, it's putting as much of a positive spin on this situation as you can, because it has to be hard. But I did find it very interesting how out of his way Campbell and Goff went. They didn't need to do that.
No.
But they did do it. Here's more from John Morton on what, when somebody's in a good flow as a play caller, what does that look like? What does that feel like? Because a lot of people talked about how Campbell got in a flow during the game. Here's what he had to say.
But you can feel it. You know what I'm saying? It's just first down, second down, first down, second down, first down, second down. And we had those moments this year. But it's just like everything was clicking last week. And I just thought that was really cool seeing that. And the players feed off of that. You know what I mean? So that's the thing I've learned from it.
So interesting. Every play, what would he do? Just waiting for Dan to ask him when Dan feels like he could use his advice.
And so. He's going to be an advisor. He's going to help in game plan. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Here was an interesting way to put it. He was asked about whether or not this was a shot to his pride. Here's what he said. I gotta like the guy.
Yeah, you can kind of feel sorry for her that it didn't work out at that specific level of the position.
Mm-hmm. But I did like, he asked a reporter, what are you going to do when they tell you you're covering high school games? Yeah. I don't know if you caught that. He was talking to a reporter there, like, how are you going to handle it if they give you a demotion?
Yeah.
So anyway.
The food won't be as good, but you know.
And no. Stoney always focusing on the important things.
That's right, yeah. You know.
Kang, what'd you make of all that, the offensive coordinator?
He's been knocked down a lot. I feel like he's been knocked down a lot. I think, you know, I like his attitude. I do take it for, you know, I think initially, though, it had to have hurt his pride. I know he said it, you know, didn't, at least for at least a moment or a day. But now everything reflection on it, and I'm sure Dan Campbell handled it perfectly because he knows he's going to need more in his mind and everything's still back on track because it's important for everyone to be on the same page here. And I think he's handling it great. And I think Dan Campbell's going to continue to call plays the rest of this year, but that doesn't rule out the book for next year. And I think that's the goal. I think next year is to get John Morton back to call and play so Dan Campbell can do what he does best, which is keep an oversight of everything and keep his energy everywhere.
All right, it's a long way off, obviously. We don't know how the season's going to end and what coaches are going to be available. But to live in a ridiculous crystal ball hypothetical, do you think if Campbell gives up play calling, which you said he would, I don't see him going back to Morton. I would see him if they fit the culture. Somebody like, you know, Daboll, Mike McDaniel, or somebody else. If Mike McDaniel doesn't have a job, I mean, those type of really good offensive minds, maybe.
Yeah, boy, talk about bringing up a topic I haven't given any consideration. Right. I have no idea what they'd be doing next year.
Right.
But, you know, it is something. There's a bridge over there to cross somewhere,
yes.
Stoney, off in the distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Morton, if he's not guaranteed to call plays here, he's going to try and call plays somewhere else is my guess. There's nothing wrong with it.
John Gruden's a head coach somewhere. Maybe we'll go work for him.
That's true. That was one of my predictions, wasn't it? Gruden to the Giants?
Yeah.
All right. You ready to pick some games?
Yes.
Let's go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, so Gator last week went 3-3. I went 4-2. Did Gator send picks over or no, Kang?
He did not.
Okay, so Stoney, you're picking for Gator this week.
Okay. We doing college for how?
Yeah, we do three college games. I am 21-12 picking college games this year. 15-15 in the NFL, 36-27 overall. My locks are 7-4. Stoney, do you have one of these that you would be comfortable locking up?
In college, yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's called the Put It in Stone.
Yeah, Put It in Stone.
All right, I like it. I'll start with a game tonight. I like Minnesota on the road against Oregon. I think this Oregon team might be slightly overrated. I think they'll win, but I'll take Minnesota plus a hefty 25.5.
I'm going to go where you're going to go, and that's Wrigley Field. Northwestern 5-3 against the spread. The Wolverines are 3-6 against the spread. Northwestern is technically at home. There'll be a lot of Michigan fans there, as you know. 11.5 is a lot of points. Northwestern always plays hard. Give me the Wildcats and the points.
Okay, I'm going to a game I expect to be a shootout. Two really good offenses and two bad defenses. The total's 58.5. I will take the over between UTSA and Charlotte.
Wow.
Over on UTSA and Charlotte.
Biff Pogge's former team, huh? Biff yep. Pogge, yeah. Didn't think of that game, but I will go also with a game of over-under. I'm going to keep local. Michigan State, Penn State, 49.5. Michigan State's defense is puke. Overs, 6-3. The Spartans have gone over in their games. Penn State, 7-2 over in their games. So give me the over, 49.5.
I like an over as well. Wisconsin is at Indiana. The total on this game, a mere 43.5. I wouldn't be surprised if Indiana did that themselves. I'll take over 43.5 Wisconsin, Indiana. And that is my car house lock of the week.
My car house lock of the week.
Oh, put it in stone lock of the week.
Oh, put it in stone lock of the week. I like the Red Raiders of Texas Tech and UCF, the Fighting Scott Frost. They are on fumes right now. 23.5 points does seem like a lock. But Texas Tech is 9-1 against the spread. And I think even though it doesn't mean as much now, I do think they want style points. They're going to blow them out.
All right, next up for the NFL, I'm looking at a Washington team traveling to Miami. Miami is a 2.5-point favorite. I like the Fish to cover the 2.5.
Wow, we absolutely agree.
All right.
Miami giving the points, but it's not in Miami. I believe the game is in Madrid.
Oh,
it's
in Madrid.
I did pull a Gator.
It's in Madrid.
That's great.
So, you know, Miami, they speak Spanish. They'll be much better than Washington.
More reason to take them.
And Washington is 3-7 against the spread.
Jacksonville playing host to the L.A. Chargers. Chargers are getting 3. I will take the Chargers plus a 3.
I'm going to go to the AFC South clash between the Houston Texans, giving 6 points to the pathetic Tennessee Titans. The Titans 3-6 against the spread. Give me the fighting CJ Strouds.
All right. My final game, Pittsburgh is a 5.5-point home favorite against Cincinnati. I will just bite my lip and take Aaron Rodgers to cover the 5.5.
Well, we select the same game. But Cincinnati's defense is so bad that even Aaron Rodgers is going to score a lot of points. I'm going to take the over 48.5 in that game.
There it is. Those are our picks. Every week, Kang loves a game and hates a game. Which one of these picks do you like the most?
Just an FYI real quick. CJ Stroud's ruled out for the game, Stoney.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But anyways, I'm going to stay away from your picks just because of that alone. I don't know what's going on over there. So I'm going to go stay with Doug here. Doug, which game do I like?
Yeah.
I like that Minnesota plus 25.5, Doug. I agree. I know it's Minnesota going to Oregon, but that's a big, big number, and I think they stay within that number, and that's all that matters when you're betting.
Okay, and which one do you hate?
All right, Doug, since you thought the game was in Miami, I'm going to have to go against that game right there. It's in Madrid, but also people think, all right, they did win last week, a shocker, and Washington got blown out by the Lions, but this, I told you about these games, man. When it looks too good to be good, it's because it is. I like Washington to win outright against Miami.
You know, your logic makes no sense, but it's worked, and I don't get it, but last week you went 1-1 in your love-hate picks. There it is. If I bet it, we do it every week. You're on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.